being that we just started discussing the importance of use of names, so I want to raise one more point, a difference between men and women that, as much as I say, for some reason, I keep getting feedback that guys don't get. So I'm going to say it again, and I hope this time people will believe me. Women pay much more attention to the wrapping and the note than what's inside. Were you guys here when I discussed this? So I thought I said it many times already. No? Lars? I think I said it many times. But I have guys who are married today who attended these classes, and I took one guy and I said, do me a favor, you're going to meet your wife after we talk now. Write her a note. Sit down now, here's a piece of paper, write her a note. So the guy looks at me like I'm funny, and I said, what do you mean? Weren't you in class? Didn't I tell you it's important? So he tells me, okay. And the next day he comes and he has a funny smile on his face. So he says, I said, what you smiling about? And he says, my wife was so happy I wrote her that note. So I said, oh, I'm happy to hear that. Okay, so now you'll start writing notes. So he says, no, I botched it up. So I said, what do you mean you botched it up? Just one second. Take away the mic. So he says, well, I wrote her the note and I brought it to her. And she says, we're married. I don't know how many years they're married. We're married such and such years. What happened today that you brought a note? It's so special. It's so nice. So he said, my Rav told me to do it.
Oh, that shouldn't be at all said.
So she wasn't so happy. So she said, why aren't you happy? No, he didn't tell me what to write. What do you mean? What do you? I wrote it. It's what I think. He didn't tell me what to write. Then he started trying to dig himself out of the hole. So I told him, look, just write her another one today. Another one tomorrow. Yesterday I told you to write it. Today I'm not telling you to write it. Keep writing it. But this story really drove home to me how much guys are sitting in this class and that no one's believing me. These notes are worth their weight in gold. I often told guys, if you can't afford to buy a bouquet of roses, if you write a note in the shape of a flower, it's worth no less than a rose, it's worth more than a rose. You don't have to be a poet. Don't make a drawing. But write it in the shape of a flower. Write it on a nice piece of paper. For 2 shekel, you could get nice paper. When you give a gift, so the note that accompanies the gift is more important than the gift. Even though you spent $300 on the gift, that doesn't interest her. You bought her a laptop. But I just spent $1,000, 4,000 shekel. What do you mean? I mean that's the way women work. The laptop I'll use, I appreciate it, it's very nice. But the note is more important. And when you could use these tips in the note, put it in the way of her name, put it like this, put it like that, be original. You could do it. You can make an acronym of other sentences. You can make an acronym of Mazal Tov or something more intimate. That's up to you. But the note is worth more than the gift. I've said many stories about this, but I feel like everyone here knows the stories already. You guys know the point. I just want to re-stress this point because I feel like people aren't taking it to heart. If you can afford one rose, then take a long piece of paper and write a note on it and wrap the rose with that note. Guys, be original. I know a guy that when he got engaged, so he had a long trip and he heard this tip. So he sat on the trip with a calendar and he figured, we have 60 days till the wedding, 30 days till the wedding. So he started writing 30 notes. And he matched each note to the day. So let's say on Sunday he wrote, on this day God created the sun and the moon, and they correspond to husband and wife, and he wrote some kind of nice note. And the next week he wrote, we have 28 days left, or 28 days in the month, or I don't know what. He matched the days, and he writes up these 30 notes. He has a long bus ride. And he knew this was important. And then, what he did was, he took the notes, and he scotch taped them to a piece of cardboard, the shape of a heart. And he made them in the shape of the heart. And on each one, he put a bar of chocolate. And he told them, look, there are 30 days to our wedding. I won't be able to come every day and give you a note. Each day you peel off a bar of chocolate and eat the chocolate as you Ritano. Years later, it would still come to sell for hummus those bars of chocolate. She didn't eat the chocolates. She still saved those heart, that heart. She still saved the chocolates and she still saved the notes. And I told you guys there was a guy who was married to his wife, I don't know how many years, 20 years or something. And one time they did gear through us, the couple. After they did gear, so they got remarried. And I told the guy, you owe her Sheva Brachas. It's a new year, that's it, you're newly married, you're new people. So he said to me, well, what am I supposed to do? So I told him, at least for the next 7 days, every day write her two notes, three notes, I don't remember how many I said. So he said, no, it's too hard. So I showed him like I just showed you guys. Oh, it's not so complicated to write a note. So he said, fine. And he constantly then the Sheva Brachas. And I asked him how to go. And he says, well, you won't believe it. Every time she'd read the note, she'd smile and walk away, and she didn't say anything. And I'd ask her, what are you doing with the note? And she'd say, it's mine. And I'd say, well, throw it out. And she'd say, no. And she cherishes them, and she has a place where she hides them. So this guy who claims he wasn't very poetic, I don't know what he wrote in the notes, he's married to his wife some 20-some-odd years, I don't know how many years, but when one day he decides he's going to write her three notes a day, she cherishes them, she puts them away. This is true for every stage of life. There's one person who taught me a lot about marriage. A friend of mine who's already married off children. And he told me, he said to me that there isn't a morning that he leaves the house without preparing his wife a plate with something to eat, and something to drink, and the note. Imagine, I don't know how many years they're married. He says he hasn't missed a day. And he flies a lot, so when he's not home, I don't know what he does. But he told me that he hasn't missed a day. And this is a person that heads an orphanage here in Israel. He heads a tzedakah organization in America to feed the poor. He's not bored. He heads two or three companies. This isn't the person that has extra time on his hands. But he knows it's important. So every day he prepares something to eat, something to drink, and the note. Good night. Ah, we have